So, Declan Boyle, we've got a handful of games played already. It's been a relentless period, to say the least, for Fan Harps, and Ollie Horgan will admit that himself. What have you made of Harps' start to the season so far?
It's been, I suppose, there's been good parts and bad parts to it. We started off very well. Obviously, getting two draws and picking up 2 points was a welcome addition and good start. I suppose there's been a lot of games played in the last while, and I suppose two games in Dublin and Mondays after playing on Fridays. So it's been a very, very compact and hard season in regards to the playing time and so many games over short distance and travelling distance, and that's probably taken its toll on the squad and the results so far. But I suppose obviously they're looking now to get off to a good start against Cork and maybe pick up 3 points.
Yeah, hoping to get 3 points against Cork. They're playing at home on Friday night. Are they capable of taking a full set, their first full set of the season against the Lee Siders, who have a long trip north to make?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, obviously. You know, we know Cork, the quality they have in their team and their full-time outfit, and there's a lot of good additions to score this year, and also last year they obviously were runners-up and lost the cup final as well, Dundalk. So, but they haven't got off to a great start. I mean, they're sitting on 4 points, so they've lost two games and they drew two games as well. So, you know, they won one game and drew one game. So they haven't been off the best start possible start. So it's a good time to play them. They're not full of confidence. They're not scoring too many goals. We're at home and we're looking for a positive result. I suppose what's probably been the factor that we have, against Sligo in the first half, we've been a wee bit off it. Second half, a lot better. And it was the same up in Shamrock Rovers. We just didn't start off well enough and we played a lot better second half. So I think Ollie and his management team will be looking for a good round of performance where we can play well first half and second half.
How hard is it going to be to do that, Declan, given that you've had a tougher start to the league than any of the rest of them? Because you have played a match more, so you have, and there were difficult games as well.
Yeah, there were difficult games, is right, and they're away from home, you know, and every game in the Premier League is really difficult. It's difficult, especially where we're coming from in regards to getting promoted. But listen, we have to make a start somewhere. We have to start picking up points. You know, I know it's very early in the season, mate, but you don't want too big of a gap between ourselves and you know, the two or three teams that are above us and the teams that we're looking to obviously drag into that area near the bottom. You know, so we need to be picking up points somewhere. And obviously, you know, we want to get obviously points, but a draw, even if we get a draw against Cork, still a good result. But, you know, ideally, if we can get a score first and play well, we could pull 3 points out of the bag.
Listen, we're only a number of weeks under the start of the season, Declan, and already the squad has been hit big time for Fan Harps. Gareth Harkin looks to be set for a lengthy spell now on the sidelines with that injury that he picked up the last night. And there's a handful of players missing on top of that last Monday, and there is guys coming back this week, but it's just not a totally settled outfit yet, is it?
Yeah, it's been difficult. There's just been so many games over a short space of time, and when you pick up Breen Knox, and it's hard to get that settled team when you're bringing maybe new players in, and you know, and maybe your better quality players aren't playing, that unsettles we. But I think, I mean, if we can get Sam Todd back this week, I think that'll help the defence. I mean, Nathan Lowe's back training as well, and Kieran Gallagher's in contention potentially for a place as well. So that, you know, having that wee bit of extra experience, lads have played that. And especially in the defensive side of things, because the first few matches we've kept things very tight and given very little away, and that gives you an opportunity to go in one game to get the draw out of the games. So, you know, having the better quality defenders maybe on the pitch might help things.
Yeah, and if Rafael Cataro returns as well, that'll be another bit of experience in there that maybe can settle the house too.
Yeah, absolutely. Cotaro's been very good. You know, he was excellent against Dundalk. He worked very hard against Sligo Rovers. He does bring that wee bit of quality on the pitch. He can make things happen on the last third of the pitch. So yeah, he started off very, very bright. And he's hunger, and you know, I mean, he's 37 years of age, like, but he doesn't show that on the pitch. You know, he's really driving things on, and he's been a welcome addition to the squad. So you're looking for that wee bit of quality from him. Ideally, we'd like him to maybe score one or two goals as well to get off the mark and give the team, I suppose, a positive result.